Welcome to week 5 in the Firm Foundation Discipleship course. Today we're going to continue learning about how our choices affect our relationship with Christ and therefore our walk with Christ or our actions. We belong to our choice, which means that we must make a decision every time we act. Do we follow our flesh, the way we used to do things, or do we follow our new nature, the Spirit living inside of us now? So lesson 1, Monday. Did you know that we are containers for Christ? Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 11. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. Let's start out with verse 6. God's light shined into our hearts and gave us the light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. What did God put into our hearts so that we could know Jesus Christ personally? His Holy Spirit. That light is the Holy Spirit, who leads us into truth and witnesses to us about who Jesus Christ really is. We can know him personally because he lives within us. In verse 7, Paul refers to the Holy Spirit as a treasure in jars of clay, or earthen vessels. Our bodies are those clay jars, because Genesis says that our bodies were formed from the dust and will return to dust. But these earthen vessels are of extreme value now that the treasure of the Holy Spirit lives within us. His presence makes all the difference in our life. Verses 8 and 9 tell us of our victory when Jesus is in control and we submit to his will. Even though we go through hard times, we win the battles because the Holy Spirit empowers us. We may look a little tattered and torn at times, but inside, we are becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus because the Spirit is slowly but surely transforming us into his image. There is no doubt that you receive a new nature when you choose to allow Christ to control your life. We are the container for the indwelling Christ. That is how we can know him, hear him, and choose to obey him. Many people try to live a Christian life and try to understand God without ever really experiencing the indwelling presence of Christ, but they can't do it because they don't allow themselves to be the containers for Christ. Only those who receive the new nature have the ability to know God as well as follow and obey him. So praise God today for the indwelling presence of Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit. Thank him for changing you to be more and more like Jesus. Rejoice, because no matter what happens, you will not be crushed, despairing, abandoned, or destroyed. This is his promise through the treasure that lives within us. Praise him that you are the container for the indwelling Christ.